Legalized online gambling in New Jersey might present a problem for Governor Christie this weekend. He's traveling to Las Vegas, joining several possible Republican presidential candidates for a meeting of the Republican Jewish Coalition. There's one member of the coalition who's at the center of the presidential hopefuls, casino magnate Sheldon Adelson. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to explain. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Steris.
So, you know, this trip to Vegas for Christie and other Republicans is being called the Sheldon primary. Who is Sheldon Adelson? Remind us.
Sheldon Adelson is the CEO of the Las Vegas Sands Corporation, and they operate, among other things, the Venetian Resort. Adelson donated more than any other single person to Republican candidates in the 2012 election, gave almost $1 million to Newt Gingrich and then Mitt Romney. And although this meeting this weekend is for the Republican Jewish Coalition, Adelson is hosting it at the Venetian, and he's expected to meet privately with potential presidential candidates like former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. I talked to Governor Christie's confidant, Bill Palatucci, who's going on the trip this weekend with him, and he said no formal meeting is set up between Christie and Adelson, but when you're Chris Christie and you're at the Venetian, chances are you're going to get an audience with Adelson.
Now, Christie supported the legislation for online gambling in New Jersey. Is that going to help or hurt him with Adelson?
You could put that one in the ouch column. Adelson wants to stop the growing legalization of online gambling because he thinks it could hurt the bottom line of his casinos, and he says it poses a great risk for compulsive gamblers. But this didn't stop Adelson from helping out with a fundraiser that Christie held in August in Vegas. Adelson didn't attend, but he and his wife donated the maximum $7,600 to Christie's reelection campaign, so he may still be in Adelson's good graces.
You know, just yesterday, lawmakers in Congress introduced a bill to ban online gambling, a ban that's backed by Sheldon Adelson. We just heard Jessica Gould's story on poor returns from New Jersey online gambling. Does this make things tougher for Christie? Won't he defend the merits of the state's online gambling law, even if it goes against Sheldon Adelson, who's lobbying to ban it altogether?
He will. This is something where they clearly diverge on. Christie's not going to back down from his support for online gambling. And it's already, even if it's not meeting expectations, it's already bringing in tax revenue for the state.
Now, what might Adelson like about Christie?
Israel. Adelson's an intense Zionist. He gives out the Adelson Defender of Israel Award, for example. And Christie has shown some alignment there. Christie made a trip to Israel a couple of years ago in his capacity as governor, and he has successfully wooed establishment Jewish support in New Jersey. He often talks about his prosecution of terrorists when he was U.S. attorney in New Jersey. So he's shown some hints of a hawkish stance in defending Israel and comments he's made, and that would likely appeal to Adelson over a more libertarian candidate like Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, for example.
So does Christie have a good shot at getting a piece of Adelson's billions if he decides to run for president?
Not as good as he did just a few months ago. On one hand, Adelson's political advisor told the Washington Post this week that the billionaire is looking for someone who can win, which sounds good for a pragmatic, moderate Republican like Christie. On the other hand, the advisor also said Adelson is concerned about Bridgegate and the impact that's having on Christie's image. Christie's biggest competitor for cash would probably be Jeb Bush, who's another potential candidate perceived to be a moderate. And Bush is speaking at a dinner this weekend in Adelson's private airplane hangar in Vegas for big-time donors, and Christie is not attending.
Now, before we let you go, Matt, we have to mention that we're going to hear results of Christie's own investigation into Bridgegate today. What do you see happening today?
Yeah, that's right. Christie's legal team will be releasing this report at 11:30 this morning. It's expected to shore up the governor's claim that he had nothing to do with the closures of these lanes. And I'm also expecting a good deal of focus on Bridget Ann Kelly, who wrote the Time for Some Traffic Problems email, and David Wildstein, who carried out the lane closures at the Port Authority. Allegations from Hoboken's mayor that Christie officials shook her down for a redevelopment deal that they wanted, that's also going to get a critical eye. You know, there have been so many unanswered questions with all of this. It'll be interesting to see whether this is an investigation or merely a defense of Chris Christie.
All right. Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC. Thanks so much, Matt.
Thank you, Steris.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.